The whole anti-trad movement is getting out of hand. Part of me thinks this is nothing more than a lame attempt at damage control to prevent people who are sick and tired of the Novus Ordo from looking to tradition and traditional groups as a remedy. Because mass attendance has declined in the Novus Ordo over the last several years, and the trad groups are growing. So they set up this scare tactic, giving people the most fringe stories that could happen in any religious group, making it look like they are the norm for trad groups. Am I saying that I believe this is a coordinated effort and not a genuine grassroots movement? Well, that's what I suspect, and I have for a long time, although I can't say that for sure. But it's just so cliche if you question the magisterium since Vatican II, or Vatican II itself, that is spiritually dangerous, you could develop a sense of superiority, and if you raise your children in that environment, well, that's abuse. It all sounds so leftist, quite frankly. It's the same kind of liberal accusation that says all people of European descent have a certain superiority issue, even if they don't know it. And just like those of European descent, the trad is in need of recovery. That's right. If you suffer from tradism, fear not. There's help from this woman, Miss Happy Catholic. I discovered her YouTube channel a few months ago. It's primarily dedicated to trashing trad groups. It was after watching a few of her videos that I made my video, Are Trads Really That Bad? I didn't say this in the video because I didn't want to bring attention to her, but now that she's out in the open, just know that all the examples I gave in that video of people lying about trads and feminists complaining about dress codes came from her videos. Not that I watched anywhere near all of them, nor do I need to. I noticed some significant misinformation in the ones I did watch. For example, I was watching one of her ex-trad videos, and this guy kept going on about the supply jurisdiction claim of the SSPX. He quotes an article that says if the SSPX does not have supply jurisdiction, then their confessions and marriages are invalid.
He says, if the priests of the Society of St. Pius X do not have jurisdiction, it appears that the confessions they hear and the marriages they bless are invalid. If they have no faculties, all the priestly work they perform every day is illegitimate and therefore evil. And if this is so, it would be a sin to receive their services, maybe even to ask for them. So this is a big deal. This is a big deal. This is not something to trifle with. Again,
well, the SSPX doesn't rely on supply jurisdiction for confession. They have direct jurisdiction for confession from Pope Francis and have since 2016. And their marriages are valid with permission from the local bishop, which most readily grant. When someone brought this up in the comments section, she said her guest was going off of an old article. When I brought this fact up about confession in the comments section, Miss Happy Catholic said Andy M., which is her guest, was perfectly aware of this and the fact that they currently have faculties to hear confessions. But this was not the main subject of our conversation, so we didn't go over all the particulars in the video. And then her guest also replied, Laura is correct. We are talking about the faulty logic behind supply jurisdiction, not whether or not they have faculties. I am quite aware and thankful they do. I acknowledge this in the article in which this podcast is based. The point is, this was not clarified in the video, and the audience was left with the false idea that the SSPX relies on supply jurisdiction for confessions and marriages today, and that's false. I mean, regardless of how I feel about a particular group, for the sake of credibility, I would have to clarify something like that. Maybe the reason it wasn't clarified is because confession and marriage were the only two sacraments the SSPX relied on supply jurisdiction for validity, except extreme unction, which is automatically valid because of danger of death. The other sacraments were already valid. So today, all the sacraments in the SSPX are valid without supply jurisdiction. But the opponents of the SSPX never want to deal with the SSPX as it stands today. They want to act like the situation hasn't changed since the 90s. And she doesn't just consider the SSPX, its various offshoots, sedevacantists, and independent chapels as the toxic trads you should stay away from. In her own testimonial, the evil trads include people who attend the diocesan Latin Mass, and the FSSP. Latin Mass groups that everyone agrees are in, quote, full communion with Rome. So apparently Latin Mass equals toxic, rigid, superiority complex, trad. And now she has set up this trad recovery support group called Trad Recovery. You know, like you would expect to find for rape victims, those who've lost loved ones, and other survivors of trauma. So the message given here is clear. If you join one of these traditional Catholic groups, including your diocesan-approved Latin Mass, you will be abused and traumatized, or abuse and traumatize others. Now, I've heard some reactions to this saying that we need to set up a Novus Ordo recovery group. Well, we have several. They're called the Diocesan Latin Mass, SSPX, FSP, ICK, etc. We're just not so self-righteous and sanctimonious that we would describe the Novus Ordo as abusive, inflicting spiritual trauma. Now, she paints a picture of people leaving these groups so traumatized that they can't come forward, and in some cases, if they do, their life could be at stake.
Also, the people that are the extreme cases who have had their lives so shattered by the experiences that they have had in traditionalist circles. Remember, traditionalism, as I have described it earlier, as dissenting from, suspicious of, and rejecting the magisterium of Vatican II and beyond, and the reform of the liturgy and the Mass. Okay, so in those environments, these people who have been so broken by what has happened to them and how they have been formed and manipulated and abused, they are so easily triggered by even just talking about what's happened to them that they can't stomach going on to do an interview, at least at this point, because it's just so awful. And it takes them right back to those terrible things they experienced. Or they are terribly afraid of what would happen if they were to expose the people that hurt them, the people that are doing to this day still terrible things in these groups. And they're afraid of what would happen to them and their families if they were to come public about it.
Now, could these things happen? Could these ex-trad stories be true? Could people's lives be in danger? Of course, the answer is yes. Should we give these people sympathy? Should they get help? Should we get them help? Absolutely. But it doesn't mean it's the norm in these groups, as she and others are trying to make people think. Those things happen in all religious communities and even non-religious communities, including the Novus Ordo. Archbishop Vigano is in hiding. A few years ago, a priest went into hiding from Cardinal Supich. The story was on Church Militant, so you can't access it now, but if I remember correctly, he wouldn't go along with the rainbow masses, so Cardinal Supich was going to put him in, quote, recovery. And that was far from an isolated case. All religious groups have their Pharisees, their zealots, and the chill people who are non-judgmental towards those outside of their group. And when family members leave the family religion, sometimes they get shunned. It happens in literally every religion and every church. And unfortunately, there are cases of mental, psychological, and physical abuse in literally every religion and in every church. So to point out these problems as if they are unique to trad groups is intellectually dishonest. For instance, one of the things she consistently brings up is sexual abuse in trad groups. I'm sorry, but the sexual abuse is way worse than the Novus Ordo. I'm sorry, but it is. And make no mistake, her position and others like her is you should leave your trad group and join the Novus Ordo. But it's the Novus Ordo that is spiritually dangerous. It's valid and licit, but it leads to indifferentism and loss of faith. You see, people like Miss Happy Catholic and others like her that were raised in these traditional groups are the exception, not the norm. But even then, they may have left tradition, but they didn't leave the Catholic Church like their children probably will. Statistically, 80% of people raised in the Catholic Church leave the church by age 23. This is not the case with traditional groups. The numbers are much lower, which means they're actually higher in the Novus Ordo. And the statistic is real. Trust me, I know. I raised all four of my children in the Novus Ordo, and all four left before the age of 23. So I say to people like Miss Happy Catholic and Andrew Bartel, who don't want to raise their kids in tradition and are raising them in the Novus Ordo, your children are probably going to leave the church, and it's going to break your heart. And if it doesn't, there's something wrong with your thinking, and nobody should listen to you. Now, she made an explanation video saying, oh, you have me wrong. I'm not saying all trads are in need of recovery, which is odd. That's like saying not all alcoholics need recovery if she really believes the things that she says about trads. And she says this is for the abuse victims. But if you look at the resources page of Trad Recovery, we see the Mass of the Early Christians, True or False Pope, Reclaiming Vatican II. There are a few links to books about healing from abuse, but it's mainly anti-trad material. The thrust of this is trads are wrong theologically, but it's veiled in sympathy for abuse victims. Why? So you can't criticize it. Like all liberals, they can't compete in the arena of ideas, so they accuse their opponents of abuse. They say these people are wrong ideologically, but here are all the people they've abused, so if you defend their position, you don't care about abuse victims. We've seen leftists do this in secular society. Well, they're just trying to do it here in order to shut down the debate. If sympathy and resources for victims of abuse was really the focus, you wouldn't have all this anti-trad material. In fact, theology wouldn't even be the focus at all. It would be recovery for all victims of abuse in the Catholic Church. But they seem to not care about the abuse victims in the Novus Ordo, which again is a bigger problem. How do I know? The number of priests accused of abuse in traditional groups pales in comparison to those in the Novus Ordo. But I would never say, don't go to the Novus Ordo or your child might get abused, like she is insinuating about trad groups. Now, overall, it's a small minority of priests who are accused of abuse in the Catholic Church as a whole. The vast majority of Catholic priests, traditional or Novus Ordo, are not predators. And the stats for abuse in the Catholic Church are the same as for the general population, which includes rabbis and Protestant ministers. Not making excuses, just putting things into perspective. Now, in order to take the debate out of the arena of ideas, they equate the theology of these trad groups with mental abuse. Criticizing Vatican II is mental abuse. Questioning the Pope is mental abuse. Making females wear dresses and veils is degrading and abusive. They don't come out and say it. Modernists never do, so they can have plausible deniability. Oh, no, that's not what I meant. And she's already done that in her explanation video. But they say it without coming out and saying it. Everything they do say draws that conclusion. Now, she says if you're traditional and you prefer the Latin Mass, that's okay. But if you feel like you can't live without it if they take it away, that could send you down the road to becoming a toxic, mean, trad poopy head. It's wrong think, which is leftist. If you believe the Pope's authority is limited and he cannot get rid of the Latin Mass, well, then there's something wrong with you mentally. And we don't want you infecting your children with such erroneous ideas, which is the next step. They're having a trad recovery conference with the usual suspects, such as Andrew Bartel, Michael Lofton, blah, 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 blah. It's ridiculous. It just shows their desperation. They can't beat traditionalism in the arena of ideas, so they have to demonize it. It's like they're trying to paint this picture that it's like Mormonism. You have the LDS Church, which is mainstream Mormonism. They're a little weird, but they're pretty well assimilated. But then you have all these offshoot groups, and they're really weird, and who knows what goes on, and there's a lot of abuse, and they make 10-year-old girls marry 45-year-old men, and they have multiple wives, and the trads are like them. Now, are there fringe, weird, spin-off trad groups? Yes. But the SSPX, the FSSP, ICK, and diocesan Latin Mass groups are not in that category. And I would say a fair amount of Sede Vacantis groups aren't either. But there are also weird fringe spin-off Novus Ordo groups. There's more than one that is spun off from Medjugorje, and I just did a video last week on what potentially could be another one. Now, of course, she'll say I'm right about that. Okay, then why are you concentrating on trad groups and not the church as a whole? Now, I don't mean to beat up on her. I'm sure she's a nice, genuine individual coming from an honest place. But she makes traditionalism out to be a mental disorder, and that's just misleading and dishonest. Until my next video, God bless.